right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome, Christian Television Network, to the platform. A couple weeks from today, if it's even that long, it might be even a week from today. I can't remember. I got to check. What is it? What is today? Yeah, it's a week from Monday. We're going to be switching to 5 days a week, just so everybody knows, 9 to 10. Also be on the, well, we're working out the finalizations with Christian Television Network, but it'll be local. Aaron, I can barely hear you on this thing, just so you know. But anyway, I got you. That's better now.
Yeah.
But working that out, it'll be 5 days a week also on the Christian Television Network. Some of it will only be in the Florida area. But on Friday night, it'll be the same as Saturday, which will be international and national. But anyway, so we're going to do 5 days a week. It'll be 9 to 10, just so everybody knows we'll be switching that. I'll give you plenty of notice just in case I'm off on the dates. Let's hop right to it. 55 minutes of fury. Here we go. Axios tweet. Just letting you know what's going on in the elections is what I've been talking about now for, I don't know, 2 years now since 2022. If we don't fix the four essential areas, the four areas where we are weak, which is we have no money, no message, establishment Republicanism, or, you know, swamp Republicanism, rhino Republicans. You know, if we don't fix and of course, fraudulent elections, we're not going to win in 2024. I'm telling you that. Listen, I believe we're going to win. I'm just telling you, we better keep fixing them. Right now, Laura Trump is doing a good job with the RNC. There are multiple lawsuits. We just lost a big lawsuit in Wisconsin, which I'll get to in just a second. If we don't change things, we cannot win. Right now, we fixed some of those four things. We have Trump, so we have a message. So we have that. We actually do. We had no money, no message. We have some money now. We're doing good. Record fundraising by Donald Trump, so that's good. Establishment Republicanism still is a major swamp Republicanism. Rhino Republicanism is still a major problem.
Yeah.
And, of course, corrupt elections. Corrupt elections is the biggest one because it doesn't matter how many people vote. It matters who counts the vote. That's the way that it is right now in the United States of America. It's just like it really doesn't matter what crime you committed. It matters, or if you even committed a crime, it matters what judge you're sitting in front of.
Yeah.
That's the way that's where we're at right now. Scoop. House Democratic leadership is bringing out the big guns. This is from Axios, a left-wing, not a left-leaning, absolute leftist hack propaganda site. So they consider this to be a positive thing. The left considers this to be a positive thing because their Goebbels media is espousing that it's a positive thing. They're bringing out their quote-unquote big guns. You have Hakeem Jeffries standing in the background there. Bringing out the big guns against Republican bill. Set to be voted on next week that would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections, Axios has learned. So the Democrats are bringing out the big guns to vote against a Republican bill that would require you to prove you're a United States citizen. Get this, Aaron, to vote in a United States citizen election.
Of course. Of course.
So in order for you to qualify to vote in the United States of America, and that, by the way, that's county, city, state, federal, you have to be a citizen of the United States of America. And the Democratic Party is shooting down a bill, is trying to defeat a bill that would require you to prove that you are a United States citizen to vote in a U.S. election.
So stupid.
This is where we are at. I mean, this is the state of the Democratic Party. Now, you have to ask, why would they not want there to be mandatory proof of citizenship to vote? Well, of course, because of mass corruption, because there is no other explanation behind it. There is no other way to explain it. I mean, why would you not want proof that you're a United States citizen to vote in a United States election? Because you're trying to get illegals to vote. But it's not just illegals to vote. It's everybody. It's the no signature verification, no ID required, none of it. Because part of validating your citizenship is a ID card. They don't want any IDs.
Right.
If you don't want an ID, then you want corruption. Why is it that you have to have an ID for everything else in this country? You want to get a building permit, you got to have an ID.
Right.
You want to buy cigarettes, alcohol, or anything else, you have to have an ID. But to choose your leadership, no ID required.
Nope.
I mean, get a tattoo, you got to have an ID.
Mm-hmm.
But not to vote. All right, go to the next one for me, Naz. So here it is. 14 U.S. states do not mandate voter ID. Did you know that? 14 states, not a citizens, will take advantage. There's still 14 states out of 50 that don't require any ID at all. And now the Republicans are trying to require voter ID, voter proof of citizenship, which would be voter ID.
Yeah.
So we'll just make it easy. Voter ID, they're trying to require voter ID via citizenship proof. and the Democrats are trying to take that down or trying to defeat that. Of course, basically all of these 14 states are blue states.
Of course.
So they want no ID so anybody and everybody can vote, and they can pull off fraudulent elections with manifested ballots in the middle of the night. In other words, so if you don't ever, if you just can, a vote can just show up via a ballot drop box, then of course there's no ID required. Everybody see it? It's all this basic premise of no ID. There you have the Zucker boxes. You have the ballot drop box with no signature verification. No ID required. I mean, everybody think about that. Tom, it can't be that simplistic. It is. You can drop off a ballot in a ballot box for it to be adjudicated later. Who's going to adjudicate it? Let's see. If in Detroit, who do you think is going to be adjudicating it? The Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So they put out these drop boxes, and they just, and by the way, most of them just have a single vote in it for Joe Biden. They don't even vote down ballot. And they drop them off in these boxes. Now, what just happened was Michigan and Wisconsin. Let me cover Wisconsin first. 2 years ago, Wisconsin outlawed ballot drop boxes. They were outlawed. No more drop boxes for ballots. None. Now we lost a very important election there. Elections have consequences. As Bannon says, stolen elections have severe consequences. But we lost an election for the Supreme Court seat in there. But you know why we lost the election? Because no Republicans came out to vote. Democrats will always come out to vote. If we come out to vote, we'll outnumber them. But most of the time, we don't vote.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I don't mean the people in this room, and I probably don't mean the 472 people that are watching online right now, or even some of the people watching on CTN. But we don't vote. They always vote. They get, because that's their entire life. The rest of us, you know, they're at home in mommy's basement eating Hot Pockets and watching Netflix, and we're all working.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is go out and vote. So they all go and vote. And in many elections, in many primaries in blue states, Democrats can vote in Republican primaries. So they get Democrats to run in Republican primaries. So you have Democrat versus Democrat, even though one has an R in front of their name.
Yep.
But in Wisconsin, we lost the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court seat election, wherever, that's a statewide election. No Republicans came out and voted. None. I mean, statistically speaking, none. Lost in a landslide. So now they have a majority in the Supreme Court, and they just... I'm trying to think of the reverse for outlawed, re-inlawed, whatever. They just made it legal again for drop boxes, ballot drop boxes. So now they're legal in Wisconsin again, an extremely important swing state. Now they're going to have their ballot drop boxes in Milwaukee again.
Yep.
Which is one of the seven cities in the six states. Milwaukee, where they can just manifest ballots in the middle of the night. Understand what I mean when I say manifest. I mean literally print ballots in the middle of the night, sign them themselves, and we showed it on this podcast a dozen times, maybe 20 or 30 times. We've shown you various examples of signature verification where you have doing signature comparisons off of somebody's, where they have the original signature of a person versus the person or whoever it was that signed a ballot that was found in one of these drop boxes. And they're not even remotely the same. They're not close. They're not, I mean, it's not even... In the realm of reality, it's not remotely close. Well, that's what they do here. When I say manifest, I mean make up in the middle of the night. Print them in the middle of the night or have them all printed before and then have somebody fill them out, which is videos of Democrats doing that too, of coloring in the little box themselves on video doing it.
Yep.
And of course, in the media, I mean, it's amazing to me that the media will watch a video of Democrats cheating, like Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and other Democrats coloring in the box circles themselves. Ballots showing up in the middle of the night in Detroit after they shut down counting, after they shut down the polls. And then the media will run the exact diametric opposite of that which they saw.
Yeah.
They will tell an exact diametric opposite story of what they saw with their own eyes right out of 1984. So 14 states don't even require any proof of citizenship, any voter ID at all. And that doesn't just open the door for illegals and dead people. Everybody focuses on dead people because it's kind of sexy. Oh, dead people are voting. No, it's a very small percentage. Although Michigan had 19,000 dead people vote in the last election.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. And now Michigan's the other state where they just allow, they're now allowing drop boxes again in the 2024 election. So they just reinstitute the law where they're allowed to have drop boxes. And again, that is literally people. And again, you see the videos, whether it's 2,000 Mules or many other videos, of people showing up with stacks of ballots and putting them into a drop box. That's a felony.
Yeah.
Why has that person not been arrested? I mean, what kind of country do we live in? We live in a two-tier justice system where a Democrat can commit mass voter fraud. If you show up with a stack of ballots, that's illegal. You're not allowed to take ballots. You can help in some states, and I know harvesting is legal in very few states.
Right.
But where it's not legal, you can help people sign up to register. But you can't take their vote in and submit it for them. That is illegal. And also, it's all illegal in many states where it's actually legal to harvest ballots. Still not legal to cast their ballot for them. So whenever you saw, if I put Aaron on it for it and I said, Aaron, you got 5 minutes, find me four videos of people showing up at these ballot drop boxes, dropping off stacks of ballots.
Yeah.
He'd have me 10. He'd have me, I told him four, he'd give me 10. And none of those people have been elected. I mean, none of those people have been arrested, nothing. And now they're legal again in both Michigan and Wisconsin. Strange. That they weren't worried about any of that until Trump was running again. Now, I mean, think about what it takes to reverse a Supreme Court decision in 2 years.
Yeah.
It was illegal 2 years ago with the 2022 Supreme Court in Wisconsin. And now the 2024 Supreme Court in Wisconsin reverses that. And you'll have John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, always gets so insulted whenever you say that a judge is politically biased or politically motivated. They're all politically motivated. They are all politically motivated. That's just the way that it is. All right, let's go to the next one for you. Let me go into some Biden stuff here. Trump war room video. Interesting things going on at the White House. Nobody actually knows. We now know that Hunter Biden's basically running the country. We do know that. We know that he's sitting in on major briefings in the White House. We know Hunter Biden is now sitting in on briefings. Is actually a major consultant for the president of the United States. Hunter Biden is. The person who's now a true convicted felon should be. You're talking about 34 felony charges. He should have many, many, many fraudulent tax fraud charges and many other charges, but just got convicted of the gun charge. But anyway, we know that's going on. But Trump war room video, Martha Raddatz reports that Dr. Jill is lashing out at those who want Crooked Joe to get out of the race. Play for me, Ness.
Martha Raddatz, the president is talking to a lot of people, but he appears to be listening to a very tight circle.
A very tight circle, and administration officials I have spoken to said that very tight inner circle is telling them he can win, that he needs to keep going. This, of course, includes his wife, Jill, who they said is lashing out at those who want him to get out of the race.
She's lashing out because she hates Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris called Joe a racist.
Yeah.
So she hates that, and she does not want Kamala Harris to run. And Kamala Harris is not friends with the Obamas either. Kamala Harris is more of a squad person. She's more of a Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC person. She's not really linked in with the O'Biden clan. But the Bidens and the Obamas hate each other too. They all hate each other because they're all miserable human beings who butcher babies and love to lop off testicles, penises, and breasts of small children. You're not going to be a great person. You're not going to be a happy person if you like to do those things. And of course, they lie habitually. But anyway, so Dr. Jill is lashing out at everybody who's trying to get Joe to step down. So here's Joe, though, on the tarmac, Colin Rugg video just in. Biden appears to think he won the first debate. Says he, and everyone saw, or you probably saw different takes, or I didn't watch it. I just saw the cut-ups from it, from his interview with George Stephanopoulos. Absolute abomination. I mean, absolute epic failure. And this was going to be his restorative moment. No, he looked just as bad or worse.
Oh, yeah.
And say he's got fixated pupils, got black eyes, because his pupils are bigger than than his retinas. So he looked terrible. He couldn't answer questions as usual. It's time for him to step down, of course. But here's the thing. I don't want him to step down.
Yeah.
So stay in there, Joe. Yeah. We know now you think you won the first debate. Here's him. Watch him struggle in their interview on the tarmac. Biden appears to think he won the first debate, says he wouldn't be surprised if Trump didn't want to debate him again. Why? Why wouldn't Trump want to debate you again? It was an epic destruction on your part, an epic win on his part, but for some reason, it's amazing how convoluted these people are, where they can take their lies become their reality.
Yeah.
Truly is. Colin Rugg video, play for me, Ness.
Absolutely.
Are you going to drop out of the race or are you going to ruling that out?
Completely ruling that out.
So we'll see. I don't think there will be another debate. I think they'll weasel their way out. And by the way, I'm still sticking with it. Gavin Newsom is going to run. It's starting to look bad for me on that, though, just so you know. Like, it's starting to look bad. I thought for sure they're going to bring Gavin in there.
Me too.
Starting to look bad, and I'm hearing it from, you know, high-ranking pundits that are speaking right now. It's really Kamala Harris is the front runner to get it, which, hey, you know what? If Joe doesn't run, that's my first choice. Yeah, is Kamala. She is the most hated person in America. So I would love her cackling self to run. I would love that. Where a voice that you would choose waterboarding over, I want her to run. So that's great. I hope she does run. But she is the leading contender because they're all afraid of standing up to the DE hire that is Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Diversity, equity, inclusion. The only reason why, this is a person who is way out of her element, has no business being the vice president of the United States. She has no business managing McDonald's. I mean, I'm not being exaggerative there. I'm being absolutely serious. She could not manage a McDonald's. She could not manage any small store, and she's the vice president of the United States. Way out of her element, way out of her league, just completely has absolutely no idea what she's talking about. We've seen the word salad videos, so hopefully she does run. But what everybody's afraid of is if they don't put Kamala in, then it blows up their whole DEI narrative, diversity, equity, inclusion. How are they going to look past or leapfrog over the first female black vice president? Well, first of all, she's not African American. Remember, that's what Joe Biden said, that he was going to make sure that whoever he chose as his VP candidate was going to be an African American female. She's not African American. She's Jamaican, and she comes from a lineage of slave owners. So she is not even, she's not African American. So she's not even black. You can say that she's a woman of color, but she is not African American. So that takes away that narrative. But anyway, she checks a certain amount of boxes. She's female and she is a woman of color. So they're afraid that it would sabotage the Democratic Party narrative if they don't choose the first black female vice president to run in Joe Biden's place. So it's not looking good for me, but I'll come out and do what no COVID caving pastor's ever done about COVID. And I'll come out and say about who runs against Donald Trump, because I still don't think it'll be Joe Biden. I still think it'll be Gavin Newsom, because I'm sticking with what I said. But if I'm wrong, I'll come out and say I was wrong. Aaron, you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that it might be Kamala Harris as the president and Gavin as the VP?
Well, that could. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I know that there's no way she'll take. I know there's no way she'll take VP.
Yeah, no.
But would Gavin, listen, there's nobody on the planet that loves themselves more than Gavin Newsom.
So true.
I mean, there's nobody on the planet that loves themselves more. I don't think he could run as VP either. And by the way, I don't think they like each other. So that is what it is. I mean, none of these miserable baby butchers, they don't like each other because they hate themselves. But anyway, we'll have to see. I'm still sticking with my original prediction and if I'm wrong, I'll come out and do what none of the COVID cavers did and come out and say I was wrong. I'm not going to pretend like I said the right thing the whole time. Like all the COVID caving pastors have done, all the COVID caving conservatives, all the COVID caving Christians who are now anti-COVID, anti-vax, but were pro all of those things for 2 years, but have never come out and said they were wrong.
Of course
I hate
not.
That, by the way. All right, let me change subjects here. Cyber Chick tweet. Democrat, just so everybody knows, we all know that Audrey Hale went into the school, the Christian school in the Covenant School, I think it was called.
Yeah.
In Nashville, Tennessee, and killed a bunch of kids and adults. So she killed, I don't remember the numbers, but several kids and several adults, little tiny kids. So Audrey Hale is a girl who pretends to be a boy, who was under the Vanderbilt Medical Institution, whatever they're called, but I'll just call it Vanderbilt. She was under Vanderbilt's care for years and had put out suicidal ideation, had put out homicidal ideation with her psychiatrist at Vanderbilt. They never told a soul, which, by the way, you are liable under penalty of law to do so. Even if you're a psychiatrist, but your patient has suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation, you have to reveal that to law enforcement. They didn't.
Yeah.
So you had Audrey Hale for years on a cocktail of various drugs, antidepressants and trans drugs and everything else, goes in and kills a bunch of people. Now, she, of course, had her manifesto that nobody will release. Now, let's all ask ourselves this question, first of all. If it was a right-wing white supremacist terrorist,
adults
who had done anything like this to, let's say, a, you know, a black school or a black church, something like that, that manifesto would be out immediately. We all know that. But we live in a two-tier justice system. But now, since it's been, I don't know exactly how long, it's been, what, a year and a half, 2 years since the shooting, somewhere along those lines, this manifesto is still not out. Now, you're like, no, I saw pieces come out with Crowder. Yes, some law enforcement hero whistleblower did leak some to Crowder, and did some got out, but the manifesto itself has not been released. So there's this judge that's in charge of it. I'm going to try to get her name right. Aisha, yeah, leave that up for me, Aaron. Aisha L. Miles. Aisha L. Miles. We'll go with that. Aisha L. Miles. That's the judge in charge of this case. March 27th, 2023. Oh, it hasn't been that long. So it's only been about a year and a couple months. It's about 14 months ago. Killed three kids and three teachers. That's what Audrey Hale did. A girl pretending to be a boy.
Yeah.
Dressed as a boy, pretending to be a boy. Supported in her boyhood by both her doctors and her parents, all bold-faced lies, she ends up killing people. So this judge refuses to release her manifesto, her writings. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we see them? Investigation's over. Everybody's dead, including her. So why would it be hidden? You can't use the standard Christopher Ray rhetoric of it's an ongoing investigation, so I can't comment. It's an ongoing investigation, so I can't release the evidence, which makes no sense either. But here, it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to investigate. It's over. But Patrick, it's actually Neil Patrick Leahy. I don't know why he goes Michael Patrick Leahy. I thought it was Neil Patrick Leahy. But anyway, that's why it threw me off. Michael Patrick Leahy, Tennessee judge rules not one page of Covenant Killer writing shall be released. Not one. Cites dubious copyright claims of interveners.
Wow.
So there are people, like some of the victims' families, that are claiming rights. Did the FBI get to them like they did with the Sandy Hook kids?
Yeah.
The Sandy Hood parents? Did the FBI get to them too? Are they paid off? Oh, Tom, that never happens. Listen, folks, it happens. I mean, and I don't mean to leave this up for me now. I don't mean to change the subject here, but just give you an example of how corrupt everything is. You have 6 out of 7 CIA scientists say that COVID-19 originated in the lab.
Yes.
They put that out. Anthony Fauci makes a trip over there, pays them all off, and they all flip to 7 out of 7 now say that it's a naturally occurring virus.
Right.
Now we know that through James O'Keefe that the CIA/FBI orchestrated the families to sue Alex Jones. And by the way, there's like 14 families. Only 3 cooperated. So they only got 3 to cooperate with suing Alex Jones into oblivion, where Alex Jones has to pay. Let's just sum it up. I think it's $1.2, $1.4 billion.
Yeah.
Alex Jones does not have $1 million. Okay. He doesn't have $1 million. I'm not trying to act like I'm somebody or anything, but I actually talked to Alex Jones in person about this. This is when I met him at Rodney Howard Brown at the River Church. Rodney Howard Brown introduced us, and I spoke to him. He spent his last $10 million on divorces and loss and paying for his attorneys. He has nothing. They already confiscated his ranch that he has outside of Austin somewhere.
Yeah.
He has nothing but his home. I mean, and now they're trying to close down InfoWars. If you were a plaintiff and you received a settlement and you're supposed to receive millions upon millions of dollars from Alex Jones, how is he going to give you millions upon millions of dollars when he has no business? And they've already gone through all of his financials. He doesn't have anything. Rudy Giuliani got fined $48 million for defaming Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman for stuffing the same ballots in the same machines over and over again. That's what he said. And that's what they did on video. But blue judge, blue jury, blue jurisdiction, they found him guilty of defamation of Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman, who got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Medal of Freedom, I guess we could call it that. Medal of Freedom.
New name.
Yeah, new name. He got fined $48 million. His net worth is $10 million. How's he going to pay $48 million? He's retired. It's absolutely ridiculous. So who gets to these people? We know that the CIA/FBI orchestrated the Sandy Hook lawsuits. We know that because it came out on James O'Keefe's videos. So did somebody get to these quote-unquote interveners and say, you know what, you really don't, you know, you can claim copyright. Copyright? How can anybody claim copyright except for Ashley Hale, who's dead? Aaron, am I missing something?
No,
who can claim copyright? If Aaron's a musician, If Aaron writes songs, okay, well, Naz could claim it because he's because Naz is his wife. So just say Aaron was single like Ashley Hale was. He writes songs. He can't claim copyright. Nobody can claim copyright except for the person he sold the songs to.
Correct.
If he never sold them, there is no copyright. So there's no copyright to her manifesto. But the judge, this Ayesha L. Myers, claims that not one page will be released, cites dubious copyright claims of interveners. Now, just so everybody knows, Tennessee is red, but Nashville is dark blue.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber chick on the top here. Democrat Tennessee Chancery Judge Ayesha L. Myers came from New York. Oh, shock. She is acting as a partisan first and as a judge to impose social justice and equity. Any judge or attorney acting unconstitutionally and subverting the judicial system must be removed. Let's show you a little bit from who this woman is. Are we on End Wokeness? Yeah. End Wokeness video. Here she is. Now, does this seem like a judge to you? Play for me, Ness.
So, I don't know if you all remember, a few months ago, I got on here because I was set to have a jury trial and then the case settled. And while I was extremely happy for the parties to actually resolve the case in the way that was best for them, I was a little disappointed because I didn't get the chance to do my job, even though I had prepared for it. Well, fast forward a few months, and I am presiding over my very first jury trial. Today, we impaneled the jury. It's day one of a four-day trial, and I am really honored to be able to be a part of this process. The one thing, though, I want to bring to you is that my preparation months ago was not wasted, because when it came time for me to prepare,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
let's go.
Level up, 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 level up.
She put out both those posts. That's the judge. You want this judge to preside over you if you're a right winger?
Nah.
Think about this. This is where we are at right now. This is the state of the judicial system in this country right now. Are women like that and men like that? Because Juan Merchan is just as bad or worse.
Yeah.
Juan Merchan, who wasn't even born in America, by the way. I just found that out from Alex Jones. He wasn't even born in America.
Oh, my word.
And, he's, you know, I could go on a third. I got to watch it every time. I could talk about Merchan for 3 hours. But anyway, these are the judges. And she just, and you're like, well, how did they get away with it? Because they're a judge. If there's nobody over them to correct them. Now, hopefully, people can appeal this, but I mean, who's going to appeal necessarily to get the manifesto of Ashley Hale? I don't know. Hopefully somebody does, because we need to see it, because somebody is hiding something. Why would it not? Why would anybody care? Again, it's the Bible verse that I quote to you all the time. John chapter 3, verse 20. Everyone practicing evil hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. Somebody is covering, somebody doesn't want light shown on this document.
Yes.
For some reason. Why is it? Because it'll make trans people look violent. We already know they're violent. The only people that are committing mass shootings are trans people, statistically speaking.
Yep.
You know, the violent, there is no trans genocide. There's trans people committing genocide.
Yep.
That's all. Trans people are not the victims of genocide. They're the perpetrators of genocide.
That's right.
So somebody is trying to cover something, and who is it? And I, you know, again, I just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, expose them in Jesus' name. Expose them in Jesus' name. I want to know. All right, Rise, let's switch over to COVID. Here we go now. Get ready. There's a new variant out. Let's see how many people fall for it.
Oh, boy.
Rise Melbourne video. They're absolutely taking, I won't read that line. Scientists say, watch out as a new COVID strain called, get this now, Fluke. You're like, Tom, this is a joke. It's not a joke. It's not an AI video. This is for real. And of course, which country buys into it first? Australia, 96% vaccinated. Just huge blood clot rates, huge myocarditis rates, huge excess death rate. But will they buy into it again? They're already social distancing for bird flu and everything else. Fluke is taking Australia by storm. They have nicknamed it the grandson of Omicron. It sounds like it sounds like, what is it? What's the trans? The what's it? Oh my gosh! What are the robots in the
Transformers?
Sky? Transformers
yeah,
movie.
Transformers.
Sounds like a Transformers movie.
Yeah,
grandson of Omicron. They are all they are telling you in plain sight, it was always the flu. They're even calling it flu. I told you. Listen, these people, demonic people, are not smart. They're just zealous. They're just fervent. They're not smart. It's just like out of Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, many there be which go in thereat. What is the most popular street in New York City? Broadway. They name themselves.
Yes.
They're actually revealing it themselves. That what COVID ever was, either there never was any COVID or what was of COVID was flu-like. And now you have fluke. Don't believe me? Here's the news story. Play for me, Ness.
Scientists are tracking a new COVID strain likely to cause problems in Sydney this summer. A common variant known as Flirt has now mutated into one called Fluke, and authorities suspect it's already here.
It's called Fluke.
Absolute fluke. Can you stop that, Jim?
But you don't want to catch this.
Fluke is a subvariant, a grandson, so to speak, of Omicron. It's more transmissible, but it's not more likely to put you in hospital.
Almost 5,000 of us came down with COVID last week. Those are just lab-confirmed cases. The real number, many more. But the winter wave is beginning to wane. Now, on the streets of America, Flirt is mutating to Fluke. School holiday travel starting next week will supercharge its spread.
Fluke is probably already here, and it'll take another 2 to 3 months for it to go up the chart to become the number one cause of COVID disease in Australia.
COVID is like clockwork, coming in half-yearly waves, and the next one, due for summer, will likely be a fluke fest.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's very strange. You know, it happens in the summertime. You know how it works? I've explained this 5,000 times. That's the number of cases they just had in Australia, 5,000 cases. But anyway, you know, in the summertime, everybody goes inside. So that's when cold and flu season is. Whenever anybody goes, it's nothing to do with cold outside. It has to do with when people go inside. That's all that counts. So in Florida, flu season, or Australia, flu season, cold season is in the summertime because everybody goes inside. Remember, that's where they locked you down during a respiratory virus pandemic. They put you inside where everybody catches it. Remember, and I've given this stat, I don't know how many times, but it's 76% of all COVID cases are caught in one's home, and that's where they locked you in.
Yep.
So that, again, you have your outbreaks of any respiratory virus up north in the wintertime because everybody's inside. And then everybody goes outside in the summertime up there. And in Florida, where it's majorly hot, everybody goes inside where the AC is. And that's where you have your respiratory infection outbreaks. And that's where the experts send you, is inside during an outbreak. So you have Australia. Aaron just sent it to me. Australia has 26.5 million people. Everybody got that. 26.5 million people. Actually, relatively small country. 26, and their reporting is, out of that 26.5 million people, it is a major news story that 5,000 people got the sniffles. I mean, do you see the propaganda? And you're like, well, no, but it was way different during the Alpha variant, March of 2020. No, it wasn't. Who do you know that died of it? I mean, again, if you're honest, I know people know somebody who knows somebody that says somebody died of it. But I've lived here since 1980. I was a cop here, football coach here, pastor here. I've known thousands of people that live right here, Sarasota County, Florida. Thousands of people.
Yeah.
More than most people will ever know, I've known. I pastor a church of 800 or 900 people. I don't know one person who's ever died of COVID. Not one in my family, not one friend, not one church member, nothing. I do have one church member that was killed by remdesivir, yes. But other than that, nobody who went into the hospital with a kidney stone, got a PCR test, they told him he had COVID, and a week later he's dead. Did they give him remdesivir? Yeah. And what did he die of? Organ failure?
Yep.
Yeah. That I know, but other than that, not one soul I know who's ever died of COVID. And if anybody's honest, they don't know anybody either.
Yep.
The only people that people actually know died of COVID was when their parents or grandparents were in a nursing home and they fell under the Grim Reaper, like Gretchen Whitmer, like Gavin Newsom, like Tommy Wolf. Like Andrew Cuomo, who stuffed nursing homes full of COVID patients. That's no different than sending in people with flu either. They're going to kill a bunch of people in there.
Yep.
You put flu-infected patients into a nursing home because the survival rate's exactly the same, which is about 95% survival rate. Most of the people in the nursing home didn't die. But if you stuff it full, you're going to increase the excess mortality by 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%.
Absolutely.
Which in New York, which is the fourth largest a state in the union, if you increase deaths by 4 or 5%, you end up with 16,000 COVID deaths because Andrew Cuomo jam-packed the nursing homes full of COVID-infected patients, just like a flu-infected patient or pneumonia-infected patient. It would kill a certain percentage of people. But imagine that being that, and it was. And by the way, we tracked this while in 20 and 2021 during more of the epicenter of the pandemic. It was always this way. And when they came out with the stats, they came out with 10 people died of COVID. Okay, 10 people. That in Australia, Canada was the same way. We are doing the same thing, sort of, here. But they come out and they say 10 people died of COVID. And in a country of 26.5 million people, your headline is 8 people died of COVID. And then how many of them were vaccinated? 7. Am I not right?
Yeah,
we read the stats until they shut them down.
Yep.
We read the stat. By the way, it's exactly the same thing in Canada. 8 out of every 10 of their COVID deaths were fully vaccinated people.
Yep.
100%. More people died in Australia of Omicron than Delta and Alpha combined.
Yeah.
And Omicron none of them are extremely virulent variants, but Alpha is the most virulent, then Delta's the next most virulent, and the least virulent, a little scratchy throat and runny nose, is Omicron. And more people die of that because they have no immune system. They have antibody-dependent enhancement syndrome. More people died post-vaccination than pre-vaccination. Same thing in the United States.
Yep.
According to the CDC statistics, they put it out at 1.1 million Americans died of COVID-19, which is a bold-faced lie, but let's use their statistics. Prior to the vaccine, 300,000 people died of COVID. Post-vaccine, 800,000 people died of COVID. Hmm. Almost three times as many.
Weird.
Because you can't fight off a virus when you have no immune system. You become an AIDS victim. You're somebody who dies of a common cold.
Yep.
That's what's happened. That's why we've had in the last 3 years, and again, it keeps getting revised upward. I had it completely wrong. I had us at 23 million excess deaths for 21, 22, and 23. It's actually 35 million excess deaths in 21, 22, and 23.
Crazy.
That's where we're at. 2024 hasn't been counted yet. Yeah. It's not stopped.
Yeah.
We'd all notice it. No, we wouldn't. Not on a globe in a world with 8 billion people. You're not going to notice 35 million. You're not. I've said it many times about the great tsunamis that hit back in like the 2014-ish, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
There was 300,000 people died in a day. Nobody cared. I think it was 600,000 people. Listen, it was over. Everybody talked about it literally for 24 hours. It was over. Everybody forgot about it.
It's true.
So you're not going to, how catastrophic is this vaccine? Then? Well, 35 million excess deaths, pretty catastrophic. If you have a 2%, or I can't remember whatever Dow said, it was 2% or 10%. Can't remember. But we're above a 1 in 200 year event. We are worse off than World War II.
Yep.
That's how many deaths there are.
Yep.
And everyone thinks you notice them all. No, but listen, there's a lot of people that didn't participate in World War II. 3% of the population in the United States actually participated in the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
Everyone thinks, 35 million people have been killed by the vaccine. Milk Bar TV video. If you're unvaccinated, I play these things. This is under my never forget. And this may bore some of you. Some of you may have moved on. If you moved on, you're foolish. And I'm not saying everybody should live a happy life. Happy life in Jesus. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding, but my God shall supply all you need. I get all that, but you need to be aware of your enemies because they're all still in power. Is Trudeau gone? Gavin Newsom gone? Biden gone? No, they're all still in power. Emmanuel Macron, all still in power. All of these COVID totalitarians are all still in power. All the people that used COVID totalitarianism to usher in infrastructure for CBDCs and social credit systems are all still in power to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them, i.e. Revelation chapter 13 and 14. So I play these videos because I want you to remember what it was like, because I see people pulling back now as if the enemy's not still there. They're there. They're trying to pull it off. They tried to reinstitute lockdowns last October.
Yep.
Less than a year ago, they tried it again. They're trying to remask everybody at the airport, but Alex Jones blew it out of the water through his whistleblowers, exposed it, and it got shut down. Then they tried it with monkeypox afterwards. Now they're trying it with bird flu. Then they're trying it with cow farts and climate change. So you need to be aware it's all the same people. The same people pimping and whoring vaccines are pimping and whoring bird flu and climate change.
Yep.
Same people. Need to keep your antenna up and remember who these people are. Milk Bar TV video. If you're unvaccinated, the virus will find you. Remember this propaganda. Play it for me.
If you are unvaccinated and the virus comes into your community, the virus will hunt you out. The virus hunts down the unvaccinated.
The virus will find the unvaccinated. That's what they all say.
And it's a virus that will find you if you're not vaccinated.
If you're unvaccinated, it will find you.
The virus is literally finding unvaccinated people.
It will find the unvaccinated.
We're seeing COVID-19 tracking down unvaccinated people.
You know, if you're unvaccinated and you're in circulation, you're going to get it.
Well, the Delta variant of COVID-19 has the potential to spread through an unvaccinated community like wildfire.
The Delta variant is so aggressive that if you are unvaccinated, it's going to find you.
Delta is finding the unvaccinated.
The Delta variant will find you. If you're not vaccinated, it will find you.
The virus tends to find places that are undervaccinated.
It does not just move to city centers. It finds the unvaccinated wherever they are.
So you might live in the middle of the desert, but it can still find you.
But if you're unvaccinated, this virus is looking for you.
You know, this virus, this infection, will seek out the people who are either unvaccinated or have only had one jab and are not fully protected.
The virus does seem to be finding older people who have not received that third dose.
We'll ultimately find just about everybody.
But these three people, two of them weren't vaccinated, one had just had the first dose. The virus has found them.
So you think about it. These are the experts that are telling you that if you're out in the desert alone, the vaccine will hunt you. I mean, the virus will hunt you down and find you.
Yeah.
And then you have an expert say, the virus will seek you out if you have one vaccination and seek you out even, it will seek you out, I'm trying to remember his exact quote, will seek you out if you have no vaccination.
Yeah.
No, it will seek you out if you have one vaccination. It will seek you out even more if you have no vaccinations.
Yeah.
So this virus has a very high IQ for a virus. But that, I mean, imagine this. I mean, and they were saying it's seeking out the unvaccinated. Now, before Rochelle Walensky retired, the former head of left the CDC, she had to testify at a congressional hearing where it was finally, she had to, under oath, get these people under oath, litigate them, prosecute them, fire them, and remove their pensions from them, all these people.
Yep.
So before she was basically forced out for all of her lies and propaganda, she had to reveal, because she's under oath, that they never tracked who was vaccinated, unvaccinated, going into the hospital. Crazy. Remember how they said it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
Yep.
Joe Biden said it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Fauci said it. Walensky said it. Collins said it. Burke said it. They all said it, but that video we just showed, everybody's saying that the virus is going to find you if you're unvaccinated. If it finds anybody, it's going to find somebody who has no immune system via the vaccination.
Right.
But it ended up that she had to answer under oath, how is it a pandemic of the unvaccinated when you were never tracking going into the hospital who was vaccinated, who wasn't? They certainly aren't doing polls out in the community. So when they said it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated, they were alluding to the non-fact that they were tracking people going into the hospital of whether they were vaxxed or not. Nobody ever asked.
Yep.
Nobody ever asked. It's like Pfizer. Did you ever even work on it? Did you even try to make the vaccine? Did you ever try to make the vaccine effective at stopping transmission? No, we never even tried. Nobody even checked to see who was vaccinated and unvaccinated. And they all went out and propagated that it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. All our Christians watching on CTN right now, are you going to fall for it again? Are you? There's a lot of Christians that are watching right now because I'm really ticking you off. Are you going to fall for it again with all of these quote unquote experts who do nothing but lie to you? I know the people in the chat. I love you guys in the chat, by the way. It's such a short show. I can't interact as much as I want to. But hey, everybody in the chat, all the McGroin Nation people. Fedora the Explorer, I see you on there. Choppers, I can't say some of them are on Christian Television Network, so it wouldn't sound real good. But anyway, some of your names. But anyway, love you guys in the chat, really do. But anyway, we need to remember these lies. Now look at this. What's the motivation behind these things? Everybody, I'll tell you what, give me 60 seconds for Midas. Let me do Midas Gold. Give me 60 seconds, then we're going to go to RFK video on the NIH. Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor. You can probably tell why that is, although we are working on another one. We'll see how that pans out. But anyway, Midas Gold Group, we need to be buying whatever it is that we buy, whether it's gold or any other product or commodity. We needed to be buying our products from companies who don't hate us. I try to listen. I still have to buy stuff from companies that hate me. I know that. Don't have much of a choice. And just to be fully transparent, sometimes I'm just flat out lazy and I order it. And I know it's being delivered to my house by a company that hates me. I get it. And I need to be transitioning, talk about good transition, into buying products from companies that don't hate me and having them delivered to my house from a company that doesn't hate me. But anyway, Midas Gold Group, this is a MAGA company, not a Republican company. Yes, they're Republicans, but this is a MAGA company. We all know the difference between Republican and Make America Great Again. Two very different political parties for all intents and purposes. We all need to be buying gold right now. Why? Because the people trying to destroy the United States dollar, whether it's the BRICS movement or the Biden administration through hyperinflation printing money, are all hoarding and buying hundreds of tons of gold. Chinese are buying hundreds of tons of gold. They are behind the BRICS movement. Really, the Biden administration is a non-named member of the BRICS movement trying to de-dollarize and devalue the USD, de-dollarize the globe and devalue the USD. They're all trying to do it, and they're all buying gold. So if you look at the premise, as if the people who are trying to destroy our currency are saying once that currency is destroyed, gold will be the currency, ought we to be buying gold right now?
Yeah.
So we need to be buying gold. All of us. And we're not going to let them destroy the USD. I'm just saying we all ought to be buying gold. Buy your gold. Buy it from Midas. It's physical gold in your hand. Not phantom gold accounts. Physical gold in your hand. Buy it. It's in your hand and you're safe. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas. When you do, tell them the TLP sent you. All right. Cat A video. RFK Jr. stuns Dr. Phil with the level of kickbacks Fauci and the NIH get on the Moderna vaccine. Play for me, Naz.
For example, the Moderna vaccine. NIH owns half of that vaccine, 50%. So the billions of dollars that vaccine makes, half of that goes to NIH, the agency. But there's also individuals, at least four, maybe six, individuals who work for NIH who are high-level deputies under Anthony Fauci who get to collect $150,000 a year forever, not just for their lives, but their children. As long as that mRNA technology is on the market, they're going to be making money from it.
Okay,
and now, that is a conflict.
Hang on a minute now, because I don't want to blow by this too fast. So the National Institute of Health is getting a kickback, a bribe, a royalty, a share, whatever you want to call it. Is this not a clear conflict of interest?
Yes.
That's what you're pointing out, right?
Yeah, it is. People are shocked.
Okay, why are you the only one talking about this?
If you talk about this kind of thing, you get censored on YouTube. You will not be allowed on the mainstream media to talk about these issues. It used to be that you could, and nowadays you cannot.
Again, it's all corrupt. The people who are quote-unquote regulators receive half of their budget from the people they regulate. Think about it. 44% of the NIH's money comes from the people they regulate. You talk about bribery. So if you're receiving most of your money from the people that you're regulating, it's just like who buys 75% of all television ads now? Pharmaceutical companies. So are any TV companies or TV stations... Are they going to be pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination when 75% of their income comes from companies pimping vaccinations?
Yeah.
Same thing with the NIH. All the Christians and all the conservatives and, of course, all the leftards, they think that Moderna is a benevolent, altruistic company. It is not. It's a multi-global company. I'll use Pfizer because I don't know what's happened with Moderna. Moderna, by the way, had never come up with a successful vaccination until this one. And of course, this vaccination is not successful, but they claim that it's successful. Not one time. That's the history of Moderna. Moderna is in partnership. They share royalties. They share patents and they share scientists. The scientists that work for Moderna work for NIH in the same building, it's not even in the same building, like they have one office down the hall. No, they're all together in the same laboratory,
yeah,
sharing royalties. That's why, under oath, Anthony Fauci wouldn't answer the question about his own royalties that he got from the Moderna vaccination that he pimped, that he mandated. So they're personally profiting off of the vaccines that they are mandating, and all the Christians line up to take them from these companies as if they're altruistic. Pfizer has been sued civilly and criminally and lost billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in criminal fines. And suddenly they're altruistic and care about your health. Amazing that people buy into this stuff. So yeah, it is extremely, extremely corrupt. But people act like these people are out for your health. They're not out for your health. They're out for money.
Yep.
And they are killing people. All right, Peter Sweden tweet, just to back this up, in 2021, Portugal had the highest COVID vaccination rate in the world. Congratulations. Now Portugal has the highest number of excess deaths in Europe.
Huh.
Weird how that correlates. Correlation versus causation. It's over. It's causation.
Yeah.
It's over. It's causation. You're number one in vaccination rate, number one in excess death rate. Come on. Excess deaths are up 30 to 40% in the UK, in the United States, and everywhere else, depending on the age group. There is no more correlation versus causation. It is causation. By the way, we put out the study on this show. It showed that most all of these excess deaths are directly related to the vaccination.
Yep.
It's over. The argument is over. All right, let's go to the next one. Kelly K video. Remember state attorney Marilyn Mosby? You're like, what was that? That was the Freddie Gray case. Who couldn't wait to throw six police officers in prison for the death of Freddie Gray, which was they had nothing to do with the death of Freddie Gray. But anyway, so she now, get this, she is now added to my list of people who have been prosecuted for doing what? Fraudulently using COVID funds.
Oh my gosh.
It's all corrupt. Every last bit of it is corrupt. $7 trillion spent on COVID. Any of that come to you? Any of that come to you guys in the chat?
No. Nope.
Somebody put in the chat that they can't afford to buy gas, let alone gold. I'm pimping gold. They can't even buy gas right now. Yeah, I get it. But did it, $7 trillion come to you? And by the way, again, I put this out. I apologize somewhat for the redundancy. Out of the $7 trillion spent on COVID, the sentence will make no sense. Out of the $7 trillion spent on COVID, only $800 billion was spent on COVID.
Yes.
Where is the $6.2 trillion? Where is it? It would be in the pockets of people like Marilyn Mosby. Play for me, Ness.
Thorough and independent investigation coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
So there you go, and they were exonerated. But anyway, I just wanted to show you who she is, so you know. She has now been, is being prosecuted for fraudulently using COVID funds, which adds to the list of Somali migrants in Minnesota accused of stealing $40 million in COVID funds. Atlanta prosecutor who is shown on a podcast talking about integrity has been jailed for 7 years for stealing $15 million worth of COVID funds. You're wondering where, if they spent $7 trillion on COVID and only $800 billion of it was actually used on COVID? You wonder where the other $7.2 trillion is? It's in solar panels. It's in the pockets of corrupt politicians. It's at the border. It's the NGOs that are facilitating child sex trafficking into the United States of America, as well as fentanyl and everything else. All that it is at the southern borders, NGOs that are just facilitating illegals into the country. That was that COVID funds are used there and numerous other places too. It was never about keeping you safe. $7 trillion allocated, $800 billion actually spent on keeping you safe from a 99.9% survival virus. It's all crap. It's always been crap. If you fell for the crap, acknowledge that you fell for the crap and repent of falling for the crap. Died suddenly video. They always let you know what they're going to do before they do it. It's part of their code. Listen to this, Agenda 2030. Play for me.
On behalf of the American Academy of Pediatrics, we welcome the launch of Immunization Agenda 2030, a new ambitious strategy for a world where everyone, everywhere, at every age, fully benefits from vaccines. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, close to 20 million children missed out on life-saving vaccines each year. Disruptions from the pandemic have left millions more at risk and widened health inequities. We can recover from these disruptions and achieve even more by ensuring no adult or child is left behind. The AAP is excited to be a partner in supporting the agenda's goals because every child deserves a fair shot at a healthier future.
So the vaccinated kids, even though it's all come out now, if you look at the graphs and all the charts and it's irrefutable, indisputable, it's absolutely factual that kids are way worse off being vaccinated than unvaccinated. I'm talking about all vaccinations, let alone the clot jab. So since she is talking about 2030, let me just say this. All that you're hearing about right now is 2025, right? Project 2025, that's all you're hearing about. We need to be hearing about 2030. And by the way, Project 2025 is great. Here's a little bit of it. Restore the integrity of the Department of Justice to ensure accountability by giving the FBI a hard rest, ensuring consistent litigation decisions. Solidify our border by restructuring the Department of Homeland Security. This is Project 2025 that the media is all on fire about, right? Break up the Department of Education to strengthen education freedom. There are proposals to have the Pentagon abolish its recent diversity, equity, and inclusion narratives. There is a top-to-bottom overhaul of the Department of Justice, particularly curbing the independence and ending FBI efforts to combat the spread of misinformation. That's Project 2025. I love Project 2025. Trump may be distancing himself from it. I don't know why. I love it. Join us tomorrow at Foundation Church. Aaron will start singing around 10:20. Don't miss it. We love you guys. God bless you. See you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses, how does salt lose its flavor? It doesn't say what it's supposed to say and do what it's supposed to do. What does salt do? It's an adjutant. But if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. We're supposed to be the healers. Those that bring light into darkness. You bring light into darkness, it's irritating. It's agitating. That's what you're supposed to be. And not in some weird way. With the gospel. The darkness is comforting. You sleep in the dark. It's comforting. It's comforting to tell dead people, you know, you're dying people. You're going to, you know what? You're always going to be a cancer patient. You know, it's just the way that it's somewhat comforting. I see people give into it all the time. It's comforting for them. They can officially give up. That's not your job. You bring the light. If that agitates them, oh, man, I can't. Fine. You're their only hope.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.